Well, today, once again, I get to speak with Dr. Colleen Swank. She's the Vice President of Clinic at Sanford Health of Northern Minnesota and a pediatrician. And, you know, I don't think I even knew you 2 months ago, and it's like I talk with you all the time now, Colleen.
We're fast friends by now.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, Dr. Swank, thank you for taking time to speak with us today. Obviously, once again, COVID-19 is big in the headlines nationwide and here, big increases in a lot of places. And we're starting to hear increases here, and then you go on social media and you hear a lot of people with questions, concerns, and a little bit of a panic. So let's just start with the number one topic in Bemidji right now and Northern Minnesota. Where are we at with COVID-19 numbers?
So in Beltrami County, as of this morning, we are at 41 positive cases. Now, that's from the beginning. So many of those people are recovered, but we've had 41 positive cases in Beltrami since we first started testing. At Sanford, of course, we test people that might be from different communities, and we've had 72 positive cases or tests out of, 3,900 tests total. This week, though, we have been seeing an increase, and so we are averaging about 7 positive tests every day for the last 4 or 5 days. And that's a jump from where we were the last previous month.
What is the number one concern going forward with the increase in positives?
I think that we're really seeing people being a little bit lax with some of the physical distancing and masking that is recommended. Some of these cases are clustered, and so it's a group of people, friends, that are socializing together, and that's where we're seeing the positives happen. And so the recommendations really haven't changed. We recommend that you wash your hands frequently. Try to avoid touching your face. We recommend that that if you are going to be within 6 feet of another person for longer than a couple of minutes, that you put a mask on, and that the both of you have a mask on. The masks keep those droplets within the mask and not able to spray onto somebody else when you're talking or shouting or laughing.
Let's talk about masks, because that seems to be the most controversial thing I've been hearing. Mask work, masks don't work. Mask work, masks don't work. What do we know at this point in time?
There are some really good studies out there, and I can probably find them and send them to you, and maybe you can post them for people that are interested in reading them.
That'd be great.
But I think at the beginning, we were saying don't wear masks, if you remember way back in March or April, if you're not a healthcare worker, you don't need to wear masks. And we were looking at masks as a way for the mask wearer to not get ill, to not get the virus. And we know that those masks aren't great for preventing the mask wearer from getting ill. What turned around is when we looked at what happens if you are ill or shedding virus, because a lot of people with COVID-19 aren't actually ill, but that prevents you, again, from if you're coughing, laughing, shouting, that those droplets aren't getting through to the other person standing next to you, or at least a markedly reduced chance of it.
Okay, and I think one of the other things that makes this challenging for everybody from the World Health Organization on down is until December, this thing did not even exist. And so everybody's learning on the fly.
It's true. I mean, that's one of the many benefits of living in this part of the country is that we didn't get hit right at the beginning, and so we've had time to prepare and learn. And so we have learned from the successes of people on the East Coast and the bigger cities, and we're also learning from some of the things that didn't work for them. And so I think we're in a much better position to handle this challenge than we would have if we would have been right from the beginning having this for the exact reason that you're saying. We just didn't know what we didn't know.
Living up here, as you noted, it's been pretty peaceful, all things considered. So there's kind of a disconnect. And I think there's still a lot of people who don't understand these dramatic things we do, like businesses that close down for a few days to deep clean because they had a positive test with an employee or a customer and those types of things. I think it's still not real how dangerous this can be.
Yeah, well, you know, we got inundated with all the news reports, and it's sort of like the frog in the boiling water, right? You just sort of get attuned to it, and you're hearing about it all the time, and it just doesn't seem real. But when we start having positives here, it starts becoming real, and we've got to think of how those businesses are feeling. The owners of the businesses, we don't know what their health status is or their age, and so they're not only concerned for their customers, but also for themselves. And so taking the extra precautions to make sure that they're giving a safe service, I think, is really important, and I applaud them for taking it seriously.
The other concern is people are, you know, more and more people have been exposed to somebody who has tested positive, so people want to do some testing. We've been hearing reports that it's going to cost you like $140. What is the situation with that actually?
Yeah, thank you for that question, because I have been hearing a little bit about that, and there's been a little bit of misconception. And so there is currently no out-of-pocket cost to the patient or people for COVID-19 swab testing at Stanford. Most insurance companies, including government programs like Medicare and Medicaid, are insuring coverage. And here at Stanford, if people don't have insurance, we have a process in place to ensure that patients are not charged for the test.
Okay. And before we got there, you did mention that at this point, though, we still have just one person hospitalized due to COVID-19 in Beltrami County, correct?
Correct. These increased cases have not resulted in hospitalization. And so it was just the original hospitalization that we had, I think it was back in May. And that person was discharged and is doing well from as far as I know.
But I presume with this cluster and this little acceleration here, you've taken a look and making sure your processes are in place. What is Stanford doing right now?
So, again, we want to make sure that people get the care they need. And I think we've talked about in the past what a drop in the number of people that were coming in to get care and that we really felt that we were seeing detrimental side effects of people being nervous to come in or feeling that we were going to be too busy to take care of them. And so we really want to make sure people know that with this uptick that we are still a safe place to go and that we are not too busy to take care of people that have non-COVID-related or COVID-related issues. Right now we screen every person that comes into every employed person that comes into the organization. They need to be wearing a mask, and they get asked the questions about symptoms, and they get their temperature checked. Anybody that is visiting with a patient, they also get screened with the questions and are masking. And starting next week, we'll be taking the temperatures at the door of any patient or visitor that are coming into the organization.
Okay. Anything else we need to know today?
I just wanted to make sure a couple things when you were talking about testing. We still, though, are testing people that have any symptoms related to COVID-19, and if you have had an exposure to somebody who is positive for COVID-19. Those are the two categories that we are testing. So the other thing that I want people to know, there's been a lot of questions about who should get tested, and we're still testing people that have either symptoms of COVID-19 or who have been directly exposed to somebody with a positive COVID-19 test. And if they're having questions about their symptoms or whether they should get tested or not, the number to call would be 218-333-5000. And we want to make sure that we get those questions answered.
Okay. Well, one of the other things you had mentioned was we kind of got lax. So let's recap that one more time. What should we be doing every day in our day-to-day lives to stay safe and keep other people safe?
So I would still recommend hand washing. I don't think we can say that enough. Hand wash, hand wash, hand wash. Try to avoid touching your face. I would recommend continuing to try to physically distance from people. So you can still, you know, be on your patio and talk to somebody, but if you're not masked, maintain that over 6 feet away from each other. If you're going to be within 6 feet of somebody that you're not living with, then the recommendation would be for both parties to be masked. And again, that's to prevent the mask wearer from getting those droplets onto the person that they're talking.
Dr. Colleen Swank is the Vice President of Clinic and a pediatrician at Sanford Health of Northern Minnesota. Always great to have her on the show. Dr. Swank, thanks for taking time today, and I'm sure we'll be talking again soon.
I look forward to it. Thank you so much for having me on again.